Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. I am with the fraud department. Will you hold one moment while I review your account?
Okay.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry.
I thought that you were saying something. May I have your first and last name?
Angela Malecki.
Will you verify that shipping address for me?
My address is 3131 Oak Street, Marysville, Pennsylvania, 15668. I'm calling about a dispute on my account. December 30th for $39.89. I am not using Top Wellness Care, and I did not apply for a free iPad or something they said it was. My account has been breached somehow, and this is one of the companies. And I needed to be versed on what this was and refunded because I didn't do this. I don't know what this is.
Okay, so I do see here you have this meal plan with us. Do you think anyone in your household could have placed the order?
A meal plan? No. My husband's retired and I'm getting ready to. We don't have a meal plan.
Okay, will you verify your email for me?
Could be AngelaMalecki@gmail.com or at AOL.com.
And will you verify your phone number?
724-325-3594.
Okay, so we have 412-260-8513.
That's my cell phone. My home phone is what I would use if I was signing up for something, though.
Okay, and the email is your first and last name at AOL.com.
Yeah, it would either be that or Gmail, so I'm not sure where I'm getting breached at. So we're trying to figure all of this out. I just was calling these three companies to see if I can get my money back. I don't know what this meal plan is for.
Okay, well, I just want you to be aware where you take.
I'm sorry. The other lady said it was to get a free iPad. I'm like, I did not do that. So I'm not sure what's going on here.
Okay, I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who placed this order without your knowledge. So before I proceed, I just want to be sure that you do not recall authorizing
when,
that shipping and handling charge.
What is the name of the company? Top Wellness Care? Is this what you're called? Yeah. For the meal plan?
Okay, so just, let's see.
What's the name of the meal plan? So I can.
Top Meal Balance.
Top Meal Balance?
That's correct.
Is that a meal kit delivery? I'm pulling up on.
No, ma'am. It's a app. It's basically an app that shows you how to use real food to boost your energy.
Okay, I have. What has come up here? Green Chef, Top Meal Balance. So you're telling me that if he went into an account, it possibly, you have to fill something out to get this? Like for your terms of meal, is it me? I'm trying to look on here online while we're talking to see what was applied for. So do I have an account in there that I would be accessing?
Okay, ma'am.
To look at this meal plan?
That's great, ma'am. They email you with the link to the app, but are you saying that you never placed this order?
I don't know that I did, no. Did I look at it, maybe? I don't know, but I don't think that I joined.
Okay, so would you like to go through with that fraud investigation?
What's that?
Would you like to go through with that fraud investigation?
Yes, I would.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware.
So if you click onto this account, you're automatically placed into buying it? Is that how this works?
Okay, ma'am. So basically, you could have did $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us.
Okay, I honestly, with all of me, do not recall doing anything like that. And so automatically you get thrown into a meal plan if you apply for something for free to try to win?
Basically, it's an app, ma'am. You paid $1 to $5 for entry, where you had to select an item such as an iPod, Instapot, PS5, Dyson vacuum. And when you did that, you ended up with that meal plan with us. Would you like to go through with that fraud investigation, or do you recall placing the order?
I want to know when I did that is what I'm trying to – are you eating?
Okay, it started back in – no, ma'am. Top meal balance.
So there is going to be a $1 or a $5 charge somewhere prior to this for me applying. Is that what you're telling me? Let me look. No. I don't see anything where I applied for this and had a $1 or a $5 charge pulled on my account that signed me into this now. All I see is, I cannot find the prior charge before this $39 charge that I have. So, yeah, I want to go through with the fraud investigation because I don't know what this meal plan is.
Okay, so I just want you to be aware we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anyone who
plays. I feel like you're trying to harass me into being afraid to do this when I didn't. I have zero recollection of doing this, and I feel like you keep saying that because you're going to come after me. Well, I don't recall.
No, ma'am, I'm doing my job. I am with the fraud department, ma'am. I'm not trying to harass
you.
That's
great.
All right, so we'll be recording
this
to your
local. Do I get reimbursed?
Okay, well, ma'am, I'm going to have to go through with the investigation. You stated that it's fraud.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Okay, so we'll be reporting this to your local police department, providing them with the IP address that the order originated from, as well as contacting the USPS post inspector. Now, I just want you to be aware you can call back later if you would like to ask your family members before we proceed with the investigation.
Yeah, I need to see if somebody went onto your site and somehow got sucked into this. If they did, can I get reimbursed is my question.
Okay, ma'am. We will go through the fraud investigation on our end. Would you like to go through with that investigation?
I need to talk to two kids and a husband to see if they did anything first. My question is, if they did go onto that site, can I be reimbursed because we have not used it or any of the above? Instead of fraud investigation because I don't know who did it. Can I be reimbursed if there was somebody that was just looking at your site and somehow did not realize they were getting buying something? Hello.
Yes, I'm here, ma'am. You're able to give us a call back at any time. If you want,
you're not going to answer
your family
me?
Members.
Can I be reimbursed if they did this?
No, well, you can give us a call back, and then we will go through it from there. Would you like to check with your family members, or would you like to go through
with
the investigation?
Yeah, I need to check with my kids and my husband. I can't believe this. Yeah, no, don't do anything. I'll check with them, and I'll call back.